Springfield Contemporary Theater, and they are here to talk about the new production of the musical, the stage musical version of the 1980 film Xanadu, which opens tonight and continues through December 13th. So you're doing several weekends at SCT Center Stage in Wilhoit Plaza downtown. Here with me is Rick Dines. And who did you bring with you?
This is Leah Koklanis.
Now, you are performing the role of the Greek muse.
Yes. When I found out that they were doing Xanadu, I was like, ooh, that sounds like a lot of fun. And I was like, okay, there's roller skating. Haven't done that in a while, so I was like, okay.
But you're not inexperienced at it.
Not now.
There you go.
So I went in and auditioned. I didn't really like have anything specific in mind. I just was like, this sounds like
a fun thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I love the music, and so I was like, let's do it. And then I found out that I would have to be brushing up on those roller skates again, and I was like, all right. But no, it's been really fun. It's been a totally new experience for me. I've just really enjoyed being the leading lady, but also like bringing the comedic element to it as well has been really fun. I love comedic roles, so it's been really interesting to bring those two things together.
You know, from the movie, I don't remember Olivia Newton-John being all that comical, though.
Well, Douglas Carter Beane's adaptation to the stage of this piece, it's inspired by the movie by all means, but he actually pokes a bit of fun at the movie and at the same time actually makes it make sense.
Which is, that takes some doing.
It's brilliant. I mean, it took an award-winning playwright to come in and actually fend through that movie
the
and struggle, actually make I mean,
the,
it make
the
sense.
The idea of Sonny, the struggling artist, his great artistic creation, and what he thinks is the greatest artistic creation of all time is the first roller disco.
Exactly.
What do you want? It's 1980. Come on.
And so, the Greek muse Clio comes down to Earth and appears to him as Kira, you know, disguised as this Australian Kira, to inspire him to create.
So the character is still will have the Australian accent.
Well, when she's masquerading as Kira, she does.
Oh, that's fun. I didn't even think about that aspect of it, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what Douglas Carter Beane has just done is with just brilliant in the piece. It's so fun. He's such a funny playwright, and he's just infused it with such great comedy. Mm-hmm. He has brought much more of the Greek mythology element to the piece.
Most of which got lost in the movie.
Yeah, and so kind of like the movie, when Clio comes to Earth, her muse sisters come with her, but then they seem to scatter to the winds to go inspire their own people. But in this version, they keep coming back to support her, help her through this, and in one case, try to undermine her.
I was
going to
say
that
there's at one point they try to subvert what she's doing.
Exactly, because in this take on the Greek myth, Melpomene, the oldest sister doesn't like the fact that her younger sister Clio was deemed the leader of the muses, and so she is doing everything she can to get Clio kicked out.
Of course, it's illegal for her to fall in love with a mortal, too.
It's illegal for her to do that. It's illegal for her to create art herself. There's lots of things that she can get in trouble for. And
she does, too.
And Melpomene is doing everything she can to place a curse on her to do those things, so. And so, you know, it's just great fun.
You know, you're working in a fairly small space, of course. What kind of challenges did that provide you for trying?
Many things.
Yeah.
This is probably the biggest, this is definitely the biggest production we've mounted in that little space.
Yeah.
And the show really takes over the venue, which is great fun. I mean, it's very.
Well, yeah. You know,
but there is. There's,
of course, you can do it with disco balls and leg warmers, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, out of the cast of nine, three of them skate, and so, it gets very busy at times. We have unfortunately had to put a disclaimer in the program that you really need to stay seated during the production because there are people flying through every aisle and entranceway, and for your own safety, you need to stay seated.
Yes, don't get up and dance.
It's kind of, I feel like it's like being in a theme park and getting on a ride and going, keep everything inside the car at all times because
Daryl Kent Clark is your choreographer for this,
and he's having a great fun job. Oh, yeah, he's done such great work with them, and Alex Huff, our music director. They sound amazing, and it's that all that wonderful Olivia Newton-John and Electric Light Orchestra music from the movie that really is the the saving grace of the movie. Mm-hmm. Because the music is so good, and all those songs are in there, plus one other Olivia Newton-John hit that they've kind of shoehorned in as well. And it's just so much fun.
Well, who's playing Sonny, for instance?
Sonny is being played by Alex Baylard. And Danny, who is the owner of the theater that he wants to acquire, it's the Gene Kelly role, basically, from the film, is David DePriest, turning in one of the best performances I've seen him give, and he's such an amazing performer. So,
does he spend the whole time in a tux?
Nope, he does not. He does not.
Okay.
But it's just...
I don't think Gene Kelly had any other clothes besides a tuxedo at that point in his career.
I don't think he wore the tux in the movie till the finale.
Really? Okay, well, because that's all I remember is him in a tux. And it just seemed kind of out of place or something.
Yeah, because in the finale, he's in tux and roller skates.
Mm, yeah, right.
Which is a very, interesting ensemble.
No, Gene Kelly could get away with that.
He could.
So is David on skates
no,
as well?
No, David, no. Not in this version, he's not on skates.
Okay.
It's just a great fun riff on the movie, on Greek mythology. And then the climax of the movie takes place in this strange scene where Kira has to speak to Zeus, but it is this disembodied voice in this very Tron animated sequence that makes no sense.
No, never
and,
good.
And Douglas Carter Bean isn't extrapolated in another early 80s movie. So she goes to Mount Olympus, and it is Clash of the Titans. It is the Clash of the Titans, Mount Olympus. That's what I mean. He's just very smartly interpolated so much of the 80s into it. And it's nothing but fun.
Don't go there expecting to take it seriously, because
it doesn't.
So you shouldn't either.
No.
Again, you can call 831-8001 for tickets, or go to springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Leo Kouklanis, who is performing the role of Kira, the Greek muse, and director Rick Dines from Springfield Contemporary Theater. Thanks for being here. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Randy.
All right, we'll see you later.